Hi, Ample, and this afternoon I'm here with Dr. Sunil Joshi of Nagpur, India. And Dr. Joshi is starting a new program for Westerners. And I would like to have Dr. Joshi explain a little bit about this new training program. Good evening, Dr. Joshi.
Good evening, and hello to everybody, and thank you, DNG, for allowing me to talk to this people who are trying to listen to me, that to do this program. The reason, the really bottom line is this: I am doing this Ayurvedic training program for probably 12 years since I come in 1990 to United States, and since last 12 years I'm traveling extensively United States and practicing Ayurveda and Panchakarma. And I'm meeting many, I'm going East Coast, I'm in the central part of India, I'm in the West Coast, Northwest, like everywhere in the United States, so many corners. And I'm traveling, meeting hundreds and hundreds of people. And I realize, I think, what really people need here is how to incorporate Ayurveda into their day-to-day life, because that will teach them how to get consistent with their life, and which will improve their quality of life, and which will improve their ability to do better job, efficiency, whatever they're doing, give them much more clarity, and it will give them then vision what they really want to do in the life. So this is the medicine. I'm not teaching a program to teach Ayurvedic medicine. This has nothing to do with that. I want to teach what I get a people from this own country, who is from their own families, communities, come to me and I teach them. What is all about Ayurveda is to know about yourself. Am I know myself? Who I am? How I made up myself? Why I behave this way? Why I respond to food such a way? How I feel comfortable in particular environment? Why don't I feel comfortable with... Why I have emotional issues? Why I have a problem with relationship? Or why I have a problem with keeping up my energy? Or how to work with my digestion? It seems to be stuck. Or sometimes I does not able to eliminate things out of my system. I'm sluggish. I'm unable to do things. I get quickly overwhelmed. Why? And I'm not like that. Used to be. And this kind of people, I want to give them simple answer by providing them ambassadors in the form of Ayurveda. Two people, whoever wants to learn, join a journey with me to explore Ayurveda for that purpose, to create a career, go back to their nest, go back to their people, and teach them basics. Mm-hmm. That what might be they are, what kind of personalities they are.
So what are they going to get to learn through this program?
Well, they will be learned about understanding themselves. What is their constitution probably? How far away from their real nature? Because reality is this. If I am away from who, that's where suffering starts. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing something which I don't like it, suffering starts. I'm eating but doesn't like it, suffering starts. I'm with somebody but I don't like it, suffering starts. And that's what all about Ayurveda. Ayurveda gives you that perception where you should be and where you are and how to go back there. Ayurveda gives you tools for that. And those tools are simple. Day-to-day management of life. Simple things in the practice, if you put it in your day-to-day, simply start working better with understanding what you're putting inside the body. Mm-hmm. What you're eating, it's absolutely important. Time we look for those food products saying this much carbohydrate, protein and fats and vitamin C and vitamin D and potassium, sodium. Are they really going to absorb inside? Are they really going to do any good to me? Are they really helping me? We need to check it out. We need to look in. And also we need to look for what's coming out of us. And this is what I want to teach them. This is what I want to teach back to those people. Check it out. And you can do it yourself. This is the beauty of Ayurveda. It gives you key.
So now this training going to be held?
This training going to be held in partly in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I have a center, Vinayak Ayurveda Center. And it will be three-phase treatment of trainings. In first two phases will be accomplished here. The first will be start in through 23rd November. Then second will be from mid-April to mid-May. And then third session will be go from mid-October.
Okay, Dr. Joshi, this sounds pretty interesting. I want to ask you one thing here. It seems like what you're describing to me is compared to what has previously been offered in terms of Ayurveda to the Western students. So training here is something that will allow your graduates and everything to go out there and work with the people. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, it's like simple about cars. Okay, that car has got wheel, car has got all these mechanics. But if you don't know how to drive it, you're still not useful for you. Ayurveda, I have seen. People learn Ayurveda, but people does not able to integrate that. Yeah. They know the information about Ayurveda with that. They cannot apply that.
So because you're a physician and you've been working how many years in this field?
12 years.
12 years in this, that gives you not theoretical, but more practical understanding.
Absolutely.
To your students, right?
See, I'm practicing 23 years, but I'm practicing in United States. So I'm not talking about what I practice in India. Because it is entirely different culture, different environment. So that I'm not bringing here. So that's one thing people need to take it out. That I'm learning an Indian system of medicine, yes, but learning Indian system. You learning practically what it incorporate in your place. And because I have been 12 years working with the people actually in the field, that's why I feel, yes, now I feel that now I'm shaping people. Because I used to feel I don't have authority till I really know about it. Now after 12, 13 years and probably 23, I feel now, yes, now I have a little authority to teach somebody, hey, come on guys, let's start growing this.
Wow. Well, Dr. Joshi, wonderful having you here this evening. And it's a very exciting program that it sounds like you're putting together there. And what we're going to do is we're going to mention for those of you that want to get in contact with Vinayak Ayurveda Center to follow up on this. Okay?
Sure.
Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Namaskar. Okay.